Fortis is one of our most important and long-standing sponsors, and quite frankly, we simply couldn't put on seminars like these without the support of a company like Fortis. And so if I'd ask you to please give a warm welcome to Amy, she's going to talk to you a little bit about Fortis's role and her role. Thank you very much.
Hello. I'm a little nervous. I see some returning people. Usually when the room is full of new people, it's quiet, silent while I talk. So I'm Amy Hennessy. I'm with FortisBC, and I'm really happy to be here again this year to support the elected officials sessions. As Nicholas says, I think we've sponsored these pretty much since the beginning. So thank you all for taking the time to attend. It's going to enrich your experience in what you're about to embark upon. I think most of you know a bit about FortisBC. We're owned by Fortis Inc. It's the largest investor-owned utility in Canada. We serve more than 1 million energy customers in 135 communities and 91 First Nations communities across the province. Our services range from natural gas and electricity, propane, to integrated energy solutions like geothermal and district energy. FortisBC contributes more than $70 million a year to BC's tax coffers, and we're 100% Canadian-owned. So I like to use this time to update you on our latest activities. So I can tell you that new this year, FortisBC has introduced a common rate structure for our natural gas customers. So all our customers, except for the customers in Fort Nelson, will be paying the same rates by the end of 2017. So those of you who live in the Lower Mainland, the Fraser Valley, the interior, and the northern parts of BC will pay a little bit more, about 5% more, phased in over the next 3 years, but this year there's no price increase. Those who live on Vancouver Island, the Sunshine Coast, Powell River, and in Whistler will see a decrease of about 25% over 3 years. And a 13% decrease has kicked in for these regions in January. So the amalgamation is revenue neutral, which means the cost of bringing the rates down in those communities is spread amongst all customers. We have some really exciting projects on the go. In the Lower Mainland, a project I'm working on, we're expanding our Tilbury LNG facility to meet the long-term projected growth for LNG as a cleaner transportation fuel and an important energy source for communities. It's a $400 million project, and will provide about 300 person years of construction jobs and $4 million a year in taxes paid to various levels of governments over time. We expect the expanded facility to be ready for service in mid-2016, and if you didn't know, that facility's been in Delta since 1971, operating safely there. In Squamish, Fortis is working on options to provide natural gas service to a former mill site just outside Squamish, where Woodfibre LNG is proposing to build and operate a small-scale export facility. And right now we're engaged in the environmental assessment process that's required by the BC Environmental Assessment Act. This project could provide up to $175 million in labor, goods, and services. And if it's approved, the construction of the pipeline would begin in 2016. Back down here in the Lower Mainland, we need to replace about 20 kilometers of our existing natural gas pipelines that cross Coquitlam, Burnaby, and Vancouver because they're nearing the end of their life. So if we receive regulatory approval to go forward with this, we expect to start replacing the Coquitlam IP pipeline in 2018. Our renewable natural gas program continues to grow, and if you didn't know, FortisBC is the first utility in Canada to develop and deliver carbon-neutral renewable gas in our distribution network. We capture methane that would otherwise be released to the atmosphere from landfills and agricultural waste sites. We clean it up and we add it to our pipelines, giving British Columbians a cleaner, greener, renewable source of energy. Our current supply sources are Salmon Arm Landfill, Fraser Valley Biogas, Glenmore Landfill, that's in Kelowna, Seabreeze in Delta, and we're working with Dick Farms in Chilliwack right now to bring them online. Our customers have the option of dedicating anywhere between 5 to 10% of their gas as RNG, or renewable natural gas, and that goes a long way to reducing greenhouse gas emissions and reducing our carbon footprint. So we always talk about using energy efficiently, and we want to make sure that our customers have the right tools to do that. We have energy solutions managers who can work with you one-on-one to provide energy solutions, efficient energy solutions for your municipal buildings and schools. We're currently funding energy specialists in Coquitlam, North Vancouver District, and we're hiring someone for Delta right now. Together with BC Hydro, we also fund energy specialists for a number of school districts, health authorities, and other organizations throughout the region like BOMA, ICBC, BC Housing, BC Nonprofit Housing, and the First Nations Energy and Mining Council. We have lots on the go right now, and you're being very polite, but I think it's way more than I should bore you to keep on talking about. So I'm here for the rest of the afternoon, and if you're interested, please come and talk to me about natural gas transportation and our community and Aboriginal relations program. So on behalf of BC, or Fortis BC, not all of BC, I'd like to say how impressed I am with the folks like you who take the initiative and the time to manage our municipal interests. I hope I get a chance to meet all of you, those of you who are new, and see the people that I already know again. Fortis BC, as we said, has been a longtime supporter of the Local Government Leadership Academy and the UBCM for many, many years. And you will always see us at events like this because we know how important they are. So if you have any questions or concerns, I'm over there with the very colorful socks, in case you don't have a pair. And my card is there, too, if you need my number. But thank you for your kind attention, and enjoy your session.
Thank you, Amy. That was very much appreciated. And again, your sponsorship is greatly appreciated. Please enjoy the rest of your lunch. We'll reconvene in this room again at 1 p.m. Thank you.